The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, which you've already heard in your hearing. And I'll pick up verses 8, 9, and 10. Well, the Bible says, better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud in spirit. Mm-hmm. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou, what is the cause that the former days were better than these? For thou doest not inquire wisely concerning this. For better is the end of a thing. Better is the end. Better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. From these passages of scripture, I want to speak to you for a brief moment from this topic. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come. Again, I want to thank God for giving me this opportunity to stand before the people of God to declare his holy word. And that is, the best is yet to come. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, I bow before you now. In the mighty name of Jesus. For God, I need you at this hour. Realizing I can't preach until you show up. So God, abide with me now. Anoint me afresh, God. From the inside out. Use me, God, for your glory. Get the good out of me. Anoint me afresh now, God. Hide me behind the old rugged cross, that your people will see all of thee and none of me. I surrender to you now. Take total control of my being. And God, anything that takes place in here with the magnificent movement, I would dare not take any of the credit. But I would give it all to you, who the honor is due. Now God, may the words of my mouth, meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight. My Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Amen. You remember I asked y'all earlier, did y'all come to have church? Yeah. Amen. I want y'all to stay with that attitude right there. Yeah. The best is yet to come. That's good news. So when my brother shared with me that I would be speaking on today, I started spending time with the Lord and through prayer and meditation, seeking him for what I would talk about on this very day. And after wrestling with several passages of scripture, for these preachers know this is not an easy call. After wrestling with several different topics, God finally pinpointed me to the book of Ecclesiastes, which is considered to be one of the wisdom books of the Hebrew scripture. Presumably because it was written by King Solomon, the biblical king most famous for his wisdom. And then God revealed to me that there are a lot of his people who have allowed and is still allowing the enemy to make them think that they will always be where they are in life, that they will always be stuck in their condition, that they will always be the lesser, that things will never get any better, and that they have already reached their destiny in life. But let me encourage you right here and tell you that there is no limit to your destiny. But know and understand, the enemy will continue to tell you that it is. And my main objective this morning is to get you to realize and understand that there could be nothing farther than the truth. For know and understand that greater is coming your way. Somebody say greater. So my assignment this morning, my purpose,
is to encourage some of you and to inform others. That's good, D. That your best is yet to come. And can't nothing or nobody stop what God has for you. Tell somebody what God has for you. It is for you. So for those of you who may be on the verge of giving up in doubt, who may be on the verge of giving up in despair and throwing in the towel, simply because it seems as though you keep experiencing trial after trial. You keep experiencing tribulation after tribulation, storm after storm, setback after setback. And those of you who are experiencing one attack after the another from the enemy, and it seems as though your back is against the wall, and your situation seems as though it will never get any better. Well, I want to encourage you right here by telling you, although it may not look like it right now, although it may look like it's all over, although your situation may even seem hopeless, my plea to you on today is don't you dare give up. Don't you dare throw in the towel. And don't you dare stop trusting in the power that God has to change your situation. For he has the power to take a bad situation and turn it into something so much better. Know that your best days are ahead of you, and abundant blessings are coming your way. Tell your neighbor, better is coming your way. But the key to it is you got to believe it. And for those of you who feel that you have already been blessed in abundance, I still got good news. Because of the kind of God that you serve, I want to inform you and let you know you ain't seen nothing yet. Because the best is yet to come. For can I preach in here and tell somebody that eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, neither have entered in the hearts of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. I said eyes have not seen, and ears have not heard, neither entered into the hearts of man the thing which God has prepared for them that love him. And your best is yet to come. I said your best is yet to come. Your best is yet to come. Tell your best, come on in. For better is coming. I say better is coming. Better is on the way. Brother Darrell, I don't need to be right there yet. But it's something about that scripture does something in my spirit to know that better is on the way. For our text today is strongly relaying a message that says the way that you start does not determine that's how you're going to end. Because better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the book of Haggai agrees with this very thing, where it says in chapter 2, verse 9, that your latter days shall be greater than your former. That's the same thing. So I'm here to tell you, don't sweat it when things start looking a little shaky, when things start to become a little confusing. But know that everything will work out in the end. according to the will of God and according to his timing. See, too many times we try to go ahead of God. I have been guilty of that myself. But God is not going to move until he gets ready to move on your behalf. How many of you know God to be a mover? So starting from this very moment, I don't want any of you to focus on your past. I don't want you to reminisce or think about how things could have been. But you prepare your hearts and your mind for greater. For God told me to tell you that something is getting ready to happen in your life. And it's going to be something that you would have never dreamed of. Are you hearing what I'm saying? However, and there is always a however. However, if the truth be told, many of you are blocking your own blessing. You are not receiving the best that God has for you simply because you are content and satisfied with where you are right now. And you are not seeking God for more. And he knows this. And it is hindering you from receiving all that God has for you. And according to scripture, you have not because you ask not. Is anybody in the house asking God for anything? For I don't know about you, but I want everything. I mean everything that God has for me. Can I take my time with this thing? And then there are those of you who are of little faith, who just don't believe that God will bless you in abundance for whatever that reason might be. But know and understand that faith is what causes God to move on your behalf. No faith, no movement. For your best cannot come without a move of God. And know and understand that God is not going to move on your behalf until he sees in your spirit that you believe without a shadow of a doubt that he has the power to do what you need to do, and you are standing on the promises of God, trusting and believing that if God said it, you can best believe he's going to do it. Are you listening to what I'm saying? And then there are those of you, help me right here, Holy Ghost. There are those of you who have a mindset that I can do what I want, when I want, how I want to do it, and where I want to do it. Even in the house of God, with the expectancy that greater is still gonna come your way. Can I help somebody and tell you that it will not happen? Because that's not the way the God we serve operates. I don't know who that was for, but I promise you, God told me to say it. So there it is. And amen still goes right there. Amen. Because God is not pleased with the conduct of his people. Supposedly those who have been born again. That's doing all types of things in the house of God. The very people who are supposed to be a representation of him. But yet your behavior and the actions that you are displaying says something totally different. Lord, have mercy. And know that this building, the church, is not going to be blessed is not going to receive greater until the church in us make a change. For the church on the inside is where the increase comes from. The building can't do nothing. I never seen a building jump up and shout. I never seen a building lift up holy hands and give God glory. The church is in you. Let it out and watch God work. Also know that the enemy is going to do everything in his power to block everything that God has for you. But he truly knows that he really can't stop it. But that don't stop him from trying. Because the enemy is very persistent. So when you find that he's on your back, know that he's just doing his job. And your counterpunch to him is to trust God. Let God take care of everything. For he knows what's best. For knowing, understand that the snake, the serpent, the enemy is going to be right there by your side. In those moments when you are facing the very storms of life. When you are down in your health. When you are down in your finances. Busted and disgusted. Those moments of brokenheartedness. Anxiety and depression. Those moments of lack. Those moments of grieving and sadness. Those moments of loneliness and emptiness. And those moments of despair where everything seems hopeless. For it is in these moments that the enemy is going to be breathing right down your neck, proposing this very question. Where is your greater, your better now? Better yet, where is your God now? With all intentions of making you think that better days will never come. And that your situation and your circumstances, your conditions, and the very things of life will always be just like they are. All with the intent of putting doubt in your heart. For know this, doubt crucifies faith. I said doubt crucifies faith. That's why the Bible says that it's impossible to please God without faith. For know and understand that faith is the foundation to your better days. I need somebody to repeat this after me. I will always keep the faith. No matter what. Carry that in your spirit every day of your life. They'll take care of everything that the enemy try to do to you. When you think on that, watch God step in. So that's why you should always stand boldly in tough times, confessing that God is right by your side, releasing his turnaround power, preparing you for your best, and that your greater is coming. And nothing or nobody, especially that devil in hell, can stop it. Tell somebody your best is yet to come. I'm trying to get that in your spirit. Which brings me to my text. A writing by King Solomon. Which says here in chapter 7, starting at verse number 1, a good name is better than precious ointment. And the day of death than the day of one's birth. For God is teaching us something here. He is teaching us that we are to live a life where people will see the good in us and that we be remembered for our goodness in our latter days rather than how we were in our former days. Don't let your past dictate your future. For the past is behind you. Focus on what's ahead. And I just told you, God say, better is ahead of you. Y'all missed a praise break moment right there. You should have got happy. Ain't nothing better than to know that when I'm going through, God has promised me, I don't care what it look like, it's going to get better. Verse 2 says, it's better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For that is the end of all men, and living will lay to his heart. In other words, it's better to go home where there is mourning than to one where there is a party. Because the living should always remind themselves that death is waiting for us all. So the right song was sung when he said, I want to be ready when Jesus comes. When your time comes to die, we all going to die. That's a given. But you don't have to be a dead man walking now. Live like somebody. You are somebody because you are a child of God. I don't care what it looks like. Know that God didn't create no mess. Mess just showed up. I felt that, y'all. Verse 3, for sorrow is better than laughter, for by the sadness of the countenance, the heart is made better. For how in the world can sadness make the heart better, preacher? I'm so glad y'all asked me that question. For can I teach and tell somebody that sorrow is better than laughter in that it provides a different perspective? For laughter is a wonderful tool God has designed to help us express delight and joy in life. However, life is not always full of delight and joy. For in laughter, we rarely consider the difficult areas of our lives and how to improve. It is during difficult times of struggle, sorrowful times, that we are often forced to make an adjustment. Sometimes things just got to happen to get your attention. If nothing ever happens, you will always think everything is all right. And we tend to look more seriously to God in times of need, relying on his strength in our weaknesses. Are you hearing what I'm saying this morning? And as I get ready to wind this thing up, verse 4 through 7 says, the heart of the wise is in the house of the mourning, but the heart of fools is in the house of mirth. For their minds and affections are only set upon parties and jollity, and like fools, they regard only on their present delight and mind not how dearly they must pay for what they do. For God is reminding us right here that he gives us free will. And the decisions that we choose to make are totally on us. And if we choose to do things outside of his will, there will be a price that we will have to pay. For scripture tells us that you will reap what you sow. So the next time you want to talk about your brother or your sister who's still out in the streets struggling with addictions and whatever the case may be, just cause you're not right there right now, don't mean that's not how you will go. Yeah, better days are coming for those who are obedient according to the word of God. Get that straight. That's why I just said you can't act any kind of way and still think you're going to reap a harvest. It will not happen. For it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the songs of fools. In other words, listen to it diligently when they're talking. Receive it, act accordingly to it, though it may be disagreeable to your flesh. In other words, it's something that you really want to do. And cause present pain. That's why you heard it. You want to do it, but you know the right thing would be not to do it. Yet the effect and issue will be good. In other words, it will be pleasing to the Lord. How many of you want to please God at all times? For as the crackling of thorns on their pot, so is the laughter of the fool. This is also vanity. Surely oppression maketh a wise man mad, and a gift destroyeth the heart. They're simply talking about that when a gift is given in the form of bribery. Not from the heart, but to win somebody over. That's not really a gift. That's a bribe. Which brings me to the apex portion of my text. And Brother Darrell, I feel like preaching right now. Because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, I got to give God glory. Because I'm reminded of how I started out on this journey. This journey called life. Trapped in the clutches of sin. On my way to an eternal damnation. But here's the better part of it. And right when it looked like it was all over. When it looked like everything was hopeless. And I was on the verge of giving up. On the verge of throwing in the towel. Right when the devil thought he had me, y'all. The Lord stepped in. And turned everything around. Because he had predestined this one thing. In my life a long time ago. That my latter days was going to be greater than my former. And that's why this next verse rises up in my spirit. I'm ready now. For the Bible says that better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And the patient in spirit is better than the proud. The proud in spirit. For be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry. For anger resteth in the bosom of fools. Say not thou what is the cause that the former days were better than those of the latter days. For better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. I said better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. And I just stopped by to tell somebody that the best is still yet to come. Somebody shout best. In other words, greater is coming. A greater health response. Greater in your finances. Greater job opportunities. Greater anointing. Greater ministries. Greater opportunities in your life, a greater status in the community, a greater bonding with your family, with your children, with your spouse. I said that your best, Your best is yet to come. For eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. I said, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. Neither entered into the hearts of man the things which God had prepared for them. For them who love the Lord, for greater is coming. Somebody shout greater. 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 Anybody looking for greater? Shout greater is coming. For your best. I said your best. It's yet to come. And it's coming down from glory. And I need somebody who's seeking greater in your life to rise on your feet now and look towards heaven and start reaching for your greater. Start reaching for your better. Somebody shout, best. Reach for it. Pull it down. Best. Come on. Come on. Come on. Reach for it like you already got it. Can I reach for my best? Can I reach for it? I said, can I reach for it? Praise him like it's already here. I say, praise him like it's already here. One more time, grab it. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Pull it down. Your best. Your best. Your best, your best is yet to come. If you believe it, somebody shout yeah. Say yes. Say yeah. Say yes. Yeah. I dare you to put it down. And give God glory. Better days are coming. I said, better days are coming. I'm trying to sit down, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's already done, I got to give him glory. Lift up a praise in this place. Your best. Your best. Your best. Your best is yet to come. God got some great blessings in store for you. Don't even worry about what it looks like right now. Don't even sweat the small stuff. Because God said it, he's going to do it. And can't nobody stop it. That issue you having with your health, that issue with your knee, your back, whatever it may be, I don't care how long you've been dealing with it, it's going to get better. Because God said so. And there may be somebody here today as you rest on your feet. Who's looking for better? Who wants to be the best you that you can possibly be? But I'm here to tell you, it cannot happen unless you know Jesus Christ. There may be one here today who do not know him as their personal Savior. If that's you, I invite an invitation that you come to this altar. Your best, your better is waiting on you right here. Please, if that's you, come to this altar.